I'm Alex Abishon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Peter Crank, meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. A federal judge in Alabama recently ruled to leave a temporary restraining order in place against a Hyundai auto supplier after that supplier was accused of firing an employee during a federal safety investigation. The ruling is a continuation of an order that was requested by the U.S. Labor Department after Lear Corporation fired former employee Kimberly King for making public allegations about exposure to hazardous chemicals in the plant. King and several other employees had developed asthma and other breathing problems after working in the facility. Lear Corporation filed a lawsuit in March against King after she visited Hyundai to complain about safety concerns. Court documents say multiple tests by independent inspectors found the chemicals in the air were within legal limits. However, a Yale University blood test showed that multiple employees had been exposed to hazardous levels of a chemical used for making foam in car seats. The company blames United Auto Workers for creating the controversy as a way to persuade employees to unionize. UAW has declined to comment on those allegations. First Lady Michelle Obama was the keynote speaker at Tuskegee University in Alabama. Mackenzie Bates of Alabama Public Radio reports that her message to the graduates was simple.
The First Lady addressed the near 500 graduates at Tuskegee's General Daniel Chappie James Arena. She highlighted the successful African-American graduates of Tuskegee who helped advance civil rights for blacks in this generation.
And now, graduates, it's your turn to take up that cause. And let me tell you, you should feel so proud of making it to this day. And I hope that you're excited to get started on that next chapter.
This was the first of three graduation ceremonies the First Lady will speak at this year. Mrs. Obama will also deliver remarks at Oberlin College in Ohio and a high school in her hometown of Chicago. For APR News, I'm Mackenzie Bates in Tuscaloosa.
The Tallapoosa County School System is the latest group to ask for a local tax hike to go toward education. District leaders will go before the county commission today to request a 1% increase in the local sales tax. County taxpayers in the community just northeast of Montgomery would pay an additional $1.2 million total if the measure passes. Superintendent Joe Wendell says that extra money would provide things like air conditioning at one school.
We need to cool one of our lunchrooms that doesn't have air conditioning, and those cooks work in August and September in 110 degree heat in that kitchen.
Wendell says the tax dollars would also provide internet service to the county's five schools and its career center. Tuscaloosa voters recently approved the renewal of property taxes for schools, but Baldwin County voters said no to a education tax hike. Now your forecast.
Plenty of sunshine to start the day. However, showers and thunderstorms will pop up across the area late this afternoon as temperatures warm up into the upper 80s with rather humid conditions as well. So we head into the evening hours, we'll see the showers and thunderstorms continuing and lingering into the overnight hours as we drop down into the mid-60s. I'm WVUA's Peter Crank, and that's your local forecast.